Today's podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in pay card solutions. If you mention Jay and Jack and the Lost Podcast, your pay card program will be free to you. For more information, go to globalcashcard.com. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Dogen's Heroes.
You know, I had a feeling you would go with that one.
I was going to do that or Bitter Aldo. Dude was so bitter.
You know, I was just like, God, I know that guy.
I told you. I kept saying, you know who that is? And you're looking at me, huh?
You didn't know who it was.
I did know. I said, you know who that is? I figured it out.
No, you weren't playing the who is that game. You were trying to figure it out, too.
No, I knew who it was. I'm not going to argue with you. You're right. You're wrong. I'm right.
All right.
See? Just said I'm right.
This is the Wednesday morning edition of The Lost Podcast, and we had a new episode last night, What Kate Does.
Yes, and I don't think a lot of people care.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like to complain. You know, we love the show, and this is actually, it had a lot of good stuff in this episode, but it did just feel very slow.
It had a slow pace to it. I think after last week's explosive episode, you know, two-parter, it always seems to be a little, the next episode, even though it's good, you're like, it's hard to live up. You can't do it week after week after week.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, you know, I'm able to do the podcast like that, but like you bring it down. But I'm able to keep it going.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I think in the last season, there wouldn't be any time to be slow, but I guess there is. But, you know, I'm not going to be a downer. It was still a really good episode. There's still a lot of stuff to talk about.
It's not one of the worst ever.
No. But it did feel a little slow, and that might be because, you know, LAX was just so chock full of awesome.
I think that's what it was, that it was the high and everything of last week, so this week it's a little...
I thought you said you're going to stop getting high, Jack.
Well, I have. But maybe Dogen will give me a little pill to make me feel better.
All right.
We go play some catch or something, too.
Jack, we got some feedback to get into. We got some...
Feedback? We got a recap to do first.
I'm saying everything we're doing.
Ah.
Feedback, recap, and your crackpot theory of the week. Do you have one this week?
Yes, I do. I'm still going back and forth with it, but I'm convinced it's somebody, but I'm not sure who yet.
And
there wasn't really a lot to crackpotty on,
uh-huh.
And towards the end there was, but at the end I was like going, okay, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, also,
I think with me, I said about halfway through, wait, why aren't we getting the other part of the story?
Yeah.
I think that's why people are going to be a little down with it, because you wanted
we want the Man in Lock.
Man in Lock story, what's going on with Richard, all the other stuff over there. Not that we don't care about the Temple story.
Mm-hmm.
I care about both, but we didn't get it, so.
Well, also, the Lost Fidcast with Jay and Jack feed is on iTunes now, and we just published our first part of our three-part of the Red Carpet interviews.
And there's no spoilers in that one at all.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, very light spoilers. The only kind that Ed Hockley would be upset about. Well,
I'm not getting Ed, man.
but you can subscribe to the Lost Vidcast on iTunes.
He might blow his whistle. Well, maybe, yeah, he would.
Search Jay and Jack on iTunes, or search the Lost Vidcast, and you'll find it there. For some reason, the logo is showing up as WordPress on the outside, but once you click on it, it has the iPod logo.
Well, my wife was complaining that we were kind of short with Terry O'Quinn, and said that he was kind of looking at us like we had another question. If you look behind Terry O'Quinn, there's a man named Jeff who was kind enough to get us on the red carpet.
Well, yeah, it's just they ran out of time. Yeah,
and he was nice enough when I asked, "Hey, can we ask a couple questions, please, please, please?" He let us do it, but you can see in the background he holds up two fingers and then he comes over and watches. So. We were well aware that we had to get him.
They're pretty towards the end. They were pretty strict with everybody on.
Yeah, it wasn't just us.
It started out 3 minutes per actor, and then it became 2 minutes to two questions to one question,
and then it came to no, you can't talk to them at all.
But no big deal. We still got to talk to a lot of people, and it's still on there. We still got to talk to Terry Quinn, which is awesome. So that's on there. Lost Vidcast, Jack. Enough rambling. Let's get to the Lost recap.
Do it
right here. We go.
Lost recap.
All right, Sloss, recap time. We have What Kate Does.
Ta-da!
All right, well, it starts out in the temple.
What is that?
I just, you know.
Are you not into this?
No, I'm into it. All right, that's enough. Enough whining and complaining. Let's go.
I don't think it was that bad an episode.
It wasn't that bad. Lighten it wasn't up, that Francis. Bad. All right, so it starts out with Lenin walking to the leader. And can we just call him Dogen now?
Dogen, yeah. And what was with the typewriter? Dude, hey, IBM.
Now, because he's a lot like Jacob, and he doesn't like the modern technologies.
I know, I'm just...
But this is presumably after Saeed wakes up, because he says, he's alive. And we go back to Saeed.
Would have better said, it's alive! Alive!
And we
go back... a little more dramatic, I just...
to Saeed being alive. And then it cuts away to Kate and Sawyer, and Kate says, wow, you know, he was dead, and how is he alive? And Sawyer is like, you know... Yeah, of course. The guy who's tortured and killed people gets to live.
Kills a kid.
Yeah.
Shoots a kid.
Yeah. So it's
but you know, but he what he's saying there, he said kills a kid deserves a second chance. He's mad because his love of his life, Juliet, is laying there dead.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
she's,
exactly.
She's not getting a second chance. But here's this torturer, guy who shoots kids, who's mm-hmm. led a pretty bad life.
Well, I don't think
part.
He shot the kid in cold blood. I mean, he had his reasons.
Okay, he did shoot the kid in cold blood because the kid didn't have a gun or a weapon. That's, yes, shooting, but him, the that's kid, shooting him in cold blood.
The kid was Benjamin Linus, so it had
hey,
a point.
I'm not faulting him for shooting Benjamin Linus.
That's but,
he did shoot him in cold blood. He didn't have a weapon.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, though, it's Benjamin Linus.
All he had to do to make it worse was have Ben turn around and shoot him in the back. Only a dirty rat shoots someone in the back.
But
then, that's what Sawyer was getting at. Sawyer's, he was upset for Juliet. I think we see it later on.
Mm-hmm. And
he's grieving.
At the end of the scene, he says he's planning to run.
Yeah.
So then we go to the flash sideways, and we're taken back to where we were last episode.
And Kate's with running.
Kate, yeah, running, getting in the taxi, taking the guy hostage, and as we're driving
taking
out,
taking Claire hostage also.
Yeah, as well. They run into Doc Ars.
What's with that guy?
I don't know. But okay.
He hasn't changed. He was a bumbling idiot on the island. He's a bumbling idiot off the island.
And he had enough time to pick up that extra baggage. I mean, it was like 30 seconds. Like,
how hard is
get
it?
Get your baggage how off the street, sir.
How did he spill the cart?
Yeah.
And how far can you take the cart?
I don't know.
Where was he going?
So
was
then,
he going home with it?
She forces the cabbie to run over his extra bag, which he should have gotten out of the way anyway. So I don't feel sorry for ours.
I really would have run him over.
And but then at the stoplight, the cabbie leaves.
Well, no, Kate says, don't leave. Don't go. Don't go. Points a gun at him. And of course,
he leaves. So then Kate gets in the car and drives. But then eventually Claire musters up the courage to get out as well.
She points the gun at Claire, says, don't leave. Don't go. Of course, this means when Kate says this, you leave. When someone points a gun
at you. I saw how you took care of my kid in the future. You left him alone in that grocery store.
Exactly. She. I think that's what she was flashing.
And it wasn't. People were thinking maybe she wasn't pregnant, but at this point we did see
she had the baby belly. But it wasn't really that big a belly.
I think it was the angle, but I could definitely tell.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping she wasn't going to be pregnant. Of course, that would have killed the half end of the story, but they would have had to change it.
We then go back to Saeed, Jack, Hurley, Miles, and Miles starts kind of updating on the situation. Saeed, and he says, you know, Hurley, you know, has assumed the leadership position.
So that's
a little
great.
Miffed by that.
So he says, so that's great.
Yeah.
And I thought Hurley's done a pretty good job. So
I think he's done a great job.
Why don't you back off, Miles? Relax.
In fact, I want more Jacob Hurley interaction. It's been too long, I think.
Well, it's been an episode.
That's too long. It's too long. Saeed then thanks Jack for saving his life.
Jack goes, okay.
I don't like to take credit for things, but
I've done some things I haven't taken credit for. It was this episode like almost Jack was going to cry in every episode, every scene.
I
Jack
think
was
everybody
cry.
Cried, but Jack in this episode.
I think I cried.
So then the leader Dogen wants to talk to Saeed alone, and of course Jack doesn't want to do this. And typically, you know, it's just. Okay, it's been 6 seasons now. Can we have a different interaction when someone wants to do something and the others pull out their guns and beat people up and tell them not to? I mean, can't we get past this?
Look, these people have never... One thing we've learned about the people on Lost, the characters, they don't learn from their mistakes.
So
it's going to continue to happen. The others don't learn. Nobody learns. They keep doing the same mistake over and over again. It's not just a time loop. They're on a loop.
It's like
it's a mistake loop.
To me, at this point, it's just like, okay, it's obvious these people are here for a reason. They're part of the plan. Jacob wanted them, you know, said they could be here. Quit, you know, treating them like crap.
I agree.
But, you know.
But, you know,
I guess they're all like Aldo and ticked off because at one time or another, one of the Losties banged them on the head with a
poor
gun.
Poor man, Aldo. Just like people are saying, he's the new Phil.
Well, he didn't last as long as Phil, but that's a whole other story.
Well, thanks for spoiling everyone.
The leader, Dogen, says that, you know, he'll tell him what's going on after he talks to Saeed. Then, you know, kind of chaos ensues when all the others, you know, as usual, start rounding up everybody and pushing him against the wall. Then Sawyer shoots a gun and says he's leaving and not no one to follow him.
No one's followed me. But and James, or Ford, they call him Ford?
Ford, I think. But Dogen's like, no, you can't leave.
You need to stay.
What's but he
this
goes
whole,
anyway.
This whole thing, and this is something that's going on for sixth season. Nobody can leave. Everybody has to stay.
Don't. But we're going to beat you up and treat you like crap in the process.
Don't cross this line. We're not telling you what's going on. You know, if you want me to stay, tell me what's going on.
Exactly.
Explain it to me. Of course, Lost would have been over after season one.
Lost would have been over after, like, the second episode,
right.
I think.
Oh, this is what's going on? Okay, it's cool. It's a beach. It's cool.
But you know what, though?
You got Bud Light? We're cool. We're hip.
In all fairness, though, I mean, that is human nature, you know? It's just, we never take the easy way. We always have to make things harder on ourselves, make the same mistakes over and over
again. Maybe you guys, but I've only been married once. I'm kidding, of course. I kid.
I kid. Come back from the commercial break, and Lennon, you know, is going to go after Sawyer, but then, or, you know, ask Kate where is Sawyer, but then Kate volunteers saying that she can find him.
I'm a tracker.
Jack doesn't want her to go alone because obviously Jack still has his crush on her. So then Jin offers to go along with her.
Jin wants to go. I think Jin has other reasons.
Oh, Jin has his own motivations, obviously. Right. We then go back to the Flash sideways, and Kate goes to a garage to get her handcuffs removed.
Yeah, that guy was on China Beach, by the way.
What was that show?
It was a show about the Vietnam War. Dana DeLady was a nurse, and
so they use this thing to break free the handcuffs. He's a pretty cool guy.
I thought it was a center punch, or
and she goes to change.
Well, you know, it's funny. If that would have been you or I, the guy would have said, "No, I'm not taking your handcuffs off." Kate walks in there. Yeah, can you take my handcuffs off?
Okay,
put down the gun. You're cool. Oh, you can go change in there.
Well, I mean,
he would have called the police. Hey, is there a reward for these guys?
Well, I mean, Kate, all she has to do is flash those beautiful eyes, and she wins.
And she does have beautiful eyes.
She goes to change, and she takes the bag that Claire left in the car, and, you know, it has a picture of her pregnant and a Polaroid picture and all this baby stuff, and there's a Shamu stuffed animal.
Or Free Willy. Free Willy Shamu.
I think it'd be Shamu. Free Willy's kind of 1993.
That's true.
Not 2004. So, you know, it's obviously she's feeling guilty, so.
Well, Kate, you know, you can say what you want about her. I know there's a Kate haters out there, but when push comes to shove, Kate has a heart. She's not the Tin Man.
So then we go to Kate, Jack, and Jin. You know, Jack doesn't want her to go, so, you know, he gives her one of the most stereotypical lines ever.
Okay, this is...
Hey, be safe, all right?
No, he said be careful.
Oh, be careful.
Be careful.
It's like, yeah, you think so?
Was he watching Hill Street Blues all those years? Hey, let's be careful out there. It was just be careful, nothing else.
But, you know, it's obvious that Jack wanted to say something else.
What else would you say?
Chicken.
Be careful.
I love you.
I love you. Will you marry me?
But, you know, they've already been married before. We forget that she was engaged.
Yes. They've been down that road before.
But that didn't work out too well.
No.
So then we go back to going to Saeed getting tested, in quotation marks. See, they still do it old school. They crank up the...
Well, you know, it's funny. Before we knew his name, I wrote down, now we know his name. It's Rousseau. Because didn't it look like just like what Rousseau did to Saeed?
Well, there's a lot of
and a lot of stuff is
there's a lot of homages to Rousseau in this episode.
Well, there's a lot of things in this episode that are coming full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Saeed's a torturer. He's being tortured.
But he's been tortured before.
I know, but it just seemed like there's some other things in there. And I'll get to that.
Like,
I'll get to that when we get there.
Okay. It's kind of like when in doubt, let's torture Saeed.
It makes for good television. And he cried too. He
so
cried.
So first he's shocked.
Would you cry if you were tortured? Well, what are you talking about? You cry if you get a hangnail.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you're crying now.
So then he puts a hot poker on his skin, which is nice.
Yeah, it's always good.
So then Lennon.
Or do you mean Simon, like you said
Simon
before?
Simon Lennon comes in and you know, tells Saeed that, you know, it's a test, and he passed the test. And as they take Saeed out, he talks to Dogen, and he says, "I just lied to him, didn't I?"
Now, do you think they were trying to see if he was human, if there was something possessing him, or what?
No, I think we're going to find out in a second, because they kind of explain it towards the end.
I know, I'm thinking at this point, what did you think?
I think probably just, I thought they were just testing him to see if he was man in lock.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
So then we go back to the flash sideways, and Kate is taking the taxi back to find Claire, and she finds Claire. And, you know, kind of says, "Hop in, you know I just had a gun to your head, but I'm a changed woman." And,
I'm Kate. Or no, I'm Joan Hart.
Yes. But,
see, she does have a heart, and she named herself Joan Hart.
Which, we have it in the phone calls too, but, it's an homage to Melissa Joan Hart, who plays Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
You know, I was thinking that.
And, the actress who played her, I think her aunt on Sabrina the Teenage Witch, played Kate's mother.
Right.
I'm Lost.
So,
and
see, another one that goes full circle.
So the reason why Claire was at the airport taking a taxi is because the future parents of her child that she wanted to give for adoption weren't there.
Huh.
And
that's kind of rude.
So Claire asks Kate to take her to Brentwood, where this family is.
And Kate goes, puts the meter on, let's go.
So then we come out of the flash sideways to Aldo, Kate, and Jen, and the other. Justin. You know, I'm ticked off Aldo's in a bad mood because Justin seemed willing to, you know, give up all the information.
Justin was telling us that Rousseau had died 3 years ago.
Because they came up to a booby trap that was a lot like Rousseau's.
It can't be. She's been dead for years or something like that, he said. And Justin was the wrong kind of character. He was going to give information.
So, obviously, he didn't last very long. But Kate trips the booby traps and knocks out both others.
Well, she did it on purpose.
And, you know, it's not bad. Not bad.
She's super Kate. She's back to being
super
Kate.
That was a super Kate move. We go back to the temple with Jack and the leader. And the Dogen gives Jack a pill. And he says it will prevent infection.
Right. You need to give it to Saeed.
So then we go to Miles.
Well, they said, why don't you give it to him? Because he won't trust us.
Yeah. So then we go to Miles and Hurley. Kind of asking questions of Saeed, you know. Miles is asking, you know, was there any white lights in the afterlife? And then Hurley says, are you a zombie? Which is definitely a call to Damon and Carlton's official Lost podcast, the 7th zombie season.
Right. So that'll be next season.
And then we go to Jack, and Saeed asks for some alone time from Hurley and Miles. And Miles says, okay, we'll be at the food court.
Right. I didn't know they had a food court in the temple.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, it looks like it has all the amenities of a normal mall.
I guess it's cool.
And
well, the cool others hang out.
So then Jack and Saeed are talking, and Saeed says they tortured him, but he didn't know why. And Jack kind of said, you know, you don't need to thank me for saving you because I didn't do it. And Saeed says he trusts Jack, and he shows him the pill that he wants him to take, but he still doesn't give him the pill.
No.
We then go to Jin and Kate. And Jin wants to know where the Jira crash is. Kate doesn't know. And
how could she not know?
Kate is on her own agenda, her own mission to find Sawyer. She's not going back.
No, she has no plan to be a prisoner.
So then Kate and Jin separate, with Jin trying to find the Jira crash
members.
Didn't Jin
say something like, who do you care about?
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, it flashes to Kate, and we know who Kate cares about.
Herself.
Yep.
We then go to the flash sideways with Kate and Claire. They go to the house, and when they get there, they see a distraught woman, Mrs. Baskin. And
is that what it was, Baskin?
I think so. And she is distraught because her husband left her, and now she can't take care, or doesn't want Claire's kid.
She doesn't think she can take care of a child by herself.
Exactly. All this stress makes Claire go into premature
labor.
Well,
Kate was actually, you couldn't give her a call, you couldn't tell her. She came all the way from Australia. Are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with Kate there.
I agree. We then go to, out of the flash sideways, to New Otherton with Kate finding Sawyer. Sawyer is digging up panels, floor paneling, and has a box. And it looked like a little kind of sack or whatever, and he's kind of crying. Kate's watching this from the door. Sawyer then notices it and
almost
points
her.
His gun. Yeah. And then he realizes Kate's there, but he doesn't even, like, acknowledge her, really. He's just like, oh, what are you doing?
Yes, you again.
and walks away. We think a commercial break. We come back to the Flash sideways. They get to the hospital. You know what's cool now is all these scenes, since we've been in Hawaii, it's just like, I feel like I know it so much more.
Yes. Well, that's I'm cool. Like going, that's so not L.A. Well, we always knew before because the sky's really clear
in L.A.
And their L.A. world, but the real L.A. world, it's not.
So they're there in the hospital, and Claire wants to see her doctor, so then Kate goes to find
her
doctor.
Here's the first oh my God moment.
Yeah, and Ethan Goodspeed is the doctor.
Now, Horace is his father. He has to be because he's speaking just like Horace, wasn't he?
Well, what's great and interesting is he's still Goodspeed's kid. He was Goodspeed's kid in the past timeline,
right?
But his last name was Rom. That was never explained why his last name was Rom,
right? But I assumed it was something that Goodspeed had died and he was adopted or something.
No, but it was Goodspeed's kid.
I know. I agree.
Because we found that out last
year. No, but why he was Rom. I'm saying that's why he was Rom. That's my only theory.
No, but we knew why. We never knew why because he was alive when Ethan was born, remember?
I know, but he could have been adopted and taken the adopted father's name.
Oh, later, but...
Later in life. Or maybe Horace died.
Horace died in 92.
Right. So that would make Ethan probably about 30, right?
Yeah, well, we adopt somebody's last name at that point.
You know, would you want to be named Goodspeed? That's a good.
Is Rom that much better?
That's a good 60s name. Hey, I'm Goodspeed.
Yeah, Goodspeed died in 92 during the Purge.
That's true.
So no, I don't think that's it. It's just there is never an explanation for why it was called Rom, which maybe one day we'll get, but probably not.
Probably not.
But it's still cool kind of seeing.
But he did speak just like Horace.
What would have happened in his life if, you know, the island wasn't there, which is kind of cool. He's not an evil, crazy guy. He's just crazy. He's just a normal doctor.
He's not a normal doctor.
He was nice. What was not normal about him?
He was too nice. He'd scare me.
Isn't that what you want?
I need a little evil in my doctor. A little Dr. Evil.
Okay.
I do. I need it.
But all of a sudden when they're kind of, he's like, you know, we can either give birth to it now or delay it, but I don't want to because it's a lot of needles.
I don't want to give you needles. And then, of course, that's a shout out because he was sticking her with needles.
I know. Before. But they lose the heartbeat and Claire's freaking out.
We need an ultrasound.
And she says her baby's name is Aaron.
Yeah.
So kind of the same way.
And Kate said, no, it's Goober.
But in kind of the same way, she called it Aaron on the island when she was worried about losing him on the island with Charlie. So
it comes full circle.
Yeah, it's kind of... And, you know, later on she says, you know, I just knew that was the name. I just had a feeling.
I don't know where it came from. It just came out.
But they discovered the heartbeat, and they were able to delay.
Listen to your heartbeat.
The labor. But there was a lot of, you can't lose my baby.
There was a lot of that.
It's my baby. You can't let me lose it.
Poor Claire.
It was good to have that again.
Yeah.
It
was good to have annoying Claire back.
I know, right? We then go off the Flash sideways to Kate and Sawyer, and they're both on the dock.
Here's
that
you need
island.
Some. If you didn't need Kleenex in this scene, you have no heart.
Oh, and you know what? I think this scene had some of Josh Holloway's finest acting. I think
he wasn't forcing it.
No, it was very subtle and real.
It was believable.
Yeah, and we find out that he was going to propose to Juliet.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh man.
Yeah, it was really deep, and he threw the ring into the water, a la Desmond. He threw his for many different reasons,
but it's similar.
But he blames himself for her death because he convinced her.
Well,
to
Kate
behind.
Was trying to say it's my fault, it's my fault, it's my fault, which it was, but then Sawyer said no, my fault because I could not be alone.
Well, if you give it, you know, you can blame anybody if you really want to.
Yeah, but I think Kate had a lot to do with it.
So then we go to Jack and Dogan, and
they're playing ball.
Yep. Well, he's playing with a baseball, which is interesting.
He goes, "What's that?" It's a baseball. I thought that was a pretty good line.
Yeah, but we find out why he doesn't speak English is to separate himself from the people that he leads. So when he makes decisions, they can't, you know, really get.
Well,
that
if they
mad
make
at him.
Decisions, they may not like.
Yeah,
they can't argue with him.
So he finds out Jack didn't give him the pill. And he's saying, you know, you're just going to have to trust me. And Jack goes, well, how can I trust you if I can't trust myself? And he says, well, we'll see how far we can trust each other. So he takes the pill. And then,
well, didn't he say earlier he could get redemption? We've missed a good point that when he first gave
just manipulating. There's a bit
but,
of Ben
but he was
logic.
Giving him redemption. I'm thinking this is all Jack has to do for redemption is give Saeed a pill, and poor John Locke's laying on the beach, dead somewhere. I'm thinking you of all Locke fans should have pointed that out.
Well, you know, people make mistakes, and I don't like to harp on past mistakes.
Okay, I'm just saying it just seemed like Locke had to do a lot for redemption, and poor Jack all he has to do is give a pill. He's after all, he's a doctor. I'm sure he's done that before.
But then Dogen knocks out the pill.
And that was pretty hard. That was some harsh Heimlich maneuvers there.
And it is poison, he confirms. So
yeah.
It wasn't some fancy medicine. It was going to kill him. So then we go.
Why do they want him dead?
Yeah.
Why do they want Saeed dead?
We'll go to that towards the end because that's when he gives the explanation. We go commercial break. We come back to the Flash sideways. And Claire's looking at her sonogram picture. And cops come in looking for Joan Hart.
Someone sent us an email, or maybe it's a tweet.
Is there like numbers on that picture?
It says October 22nd, 2004. Now, I have not confirmed this because I haven't been able to find it.
Mm-hmm.
But someone sent us an email or something saying that. I went to go look for it, couldn't find it. So maybe we'll have it on Friday's show confirming. So that's a month later than Flight 815.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. The cops ask if they've seen Joan Hart, and Claire covers for Kate.
Oh, that was my cab driver.
Yeah. So then Kate comes out and, you know, Claire, being thankful for all that Kate did, gives her a credit card. It doesn't have a high limit and, you know, sends her on her way.
So now Kate's stealing credit cards.
But Kate tells Claire that she thinks she should keep it. But Claire, you know, didn't really make a decision there. But I guess that's what Kate does, which is help Claire out.
Right.
We then...
What else did she do?
Nothing much, really, except for...
She comforts Sawyer. A little bit. It has to be. It has to be
helping out Claire.
She helped out Claire. I mean, that has to be.
When she could have just ran away.
Right.
We then go to Kate and Sawyer. Kate is getting water, and Sawyer is still kind of being emo and walks by without even acknowledging her. And he goes into the new Otherton house. So I guess he's. They're both staying there. They're out on the whatever.
Right. I guess. For now, anyway.
Yeah, it seems maybe Kate's going to go back because she's filling up her water bottle, but Sawyer's staying. He needs some Saeed Season 2 time.
I guess.
Not Claire Season 3 or Season 4 depressed time.
No.
We then go to Dogen, Jack.
You mean Claire's 2 minutes of
depressed time. Yeah, 2 minutes of depressed
time. And Saeed's whole season.
Saeed had like half of season two.
I think Saeed's still depressed about that.
Over Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon!
Shannon!
So Dogen tells him that Saeed has been compromised and that he will be consumed by a darkness. And that darkness will eventually reach his heart and then it'll be too late.
It will change him.
It'll change him. And then Jack's like, how do you know this? And he says, the same thing happened to your sister.
And Jay went, his sister?
And I was like, oh, Claire.
Claire.
Of course.
Now, this got me thinking.
But see, it's his half-sister. I don't, you know, it's just...
It's still sister. This got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when Claire, we see her as she's not mourning Charlie, maybe it's already happened to her.
Maybe it's already happened?
And maybe that's why she... Because maybe we've been harping on this probably way too much, and we just did it again. And people will say, why do you keep harping on that? Maybe that's why she didn't feel anything for Charlie, because it already had reached her heart. She'd already changed.
But here's the thing, though.
I haven't had time to research it.
Okay, now here's something.
But that's a possibility, that maybe that's why she was acting the way she did.
Okay, but now, hear this. Okay, we know Ben, he was taken to the temple, presumably put in the water. We know Saeed was taken in the temple.
We know he was put in the water.
So... When did that happen to Claire? That's the question.
Maybe it's not something we don't know. Maybe it's something you don't get put. Maybe it's something else. Maybe there's some other way that happens. There could be another way it happens. We don't know.
Maybe that coffee was accidentally water from the temple.
Then what about Sawyer and Kate?
Maybe it was just her cup.
Maybe her cup. No, I'm just thinking that something... I got to go back and research it.
Okay.
But so, there could be something there.
We then go to Jin, who gets attacked by Aldo and Justin.
Yeah.
And Jin runs away.
I don't think I'd want to be beat up by someone named Aldo.
And gets locked into a bear trap.
A polar bear trap.
Yep. And just as Jin is going to be shot by Aldo,
So we have to assume there's still polar bears on the island.
Or it just could have been a leftover polar bear trap that's being used.
I'm thinking no, because who shows up in a few minutes? I think it's her trap.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think she's using it for polar bears. I think she's using it the same way she had the bag of rocks set up.
Right. So it's definitely, we both agree it's Claire's bag of rocks.
Yes.
Okay.
And so then, well, so this, they get shot and we find out that it is Claire that shoots them and she says, Jin?
Now, I'm thinking.
So Claire Rousseau.
I see why you gave up your love for Emily DeRaven.
Why is that?
Because she was looking. I didn't think it was possible to make her look bad. Didn't you think she was looking kind of haggard at the?
She was very Rousseauian,
right? She was like kind of freaky, but she knew Jin.
So yeah, it should be interesting to see where they go. At least she didn't seem as spacey as she was in the last few times we saw her. And
maybe that was a transformation. Maybe I'm wrong about her having it then, or just starting then, but maybe that was a transformation of what happens after you,
mm-hmm.
the process of you turning into whatever it's going into to attack your heart.
And maybe that could also be what happened to Rousseau's team and thus explaining the sickness.
Yes. So finally getting an answer that the sickness was true and not just a myth.
So interesting. I mean, we don't know for sure, but I think that's where that's leading. So, Jack, overall, what did you think of the episode?
I thought it was a good episode. Obviously, not a great episode.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a good, not I don't want to say filler episode, but it was a good episode. I know a lot of people don't like Kate-centric episodes, but I thought, it set some stuff going on, what's happening off-island,
mm-hmm.
or flash sideways, and definitely left us going, all right, what's going on with Claire?
Yeah.
Because we really haven't seen her, you know, in a year,
mm-hmm.
and now she shows up, and she's got look like Rousseau's rifle, and she's got Rousseau's tricks. How did she learn how to do all that?
Exactly.
Who's teaching her?
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. How did she learn how to build traps like that?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't build a trap like that.
Maybe and they this have is, this a is, school on the island somewhere.
They must have some kind of school because Claire, I never saw her do anything when she was with the Losties like that.
Maybe the darkness is just survival training.
Or maybe it's a whatever possesses you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll find out.
I guess we will. All right, so Jack, that's what we thought about the episode. Do you want to get into what everybody else thought about this episode?
I say do it.
All right, here we go. Today's podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in pay card solutions. Just a quick note to all you business owners out there, entrepreneurs are any companies that pay people around the world. The American Payroll Association states that for every check you issue, the cost is about $2 a paycheck. So if you're paying 100 employees, that's $200 biweekly, $400 monthly, $4,800 yearly. And that's not even including the cost of FedEx to send the checks to different states. So, you should take your company 100% paperless, no checks, no pay stubs, no W-2s, all text messaging. Then go to Global Cash Card, the proven specialist, and customize pay card solutions. If you mentioned Jane Jack or The Lost Podcast, your pay card program will be free to you. Go to globalcashcard.com.
Listener Feedback.
Rise Listener Feedback time. We got a lot of phone calls to get into and tweets and use emails. So, Jack, what do you say we get in the first set of calls?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
What's up, Jay and Jackie? This is Claire Rousseau. Hey, I hate to be a wet blanket, but I have to say I'm pretty disappointed in the last episode. The alternate timeline really wasn't that interesting. The main timeline really wasn't that interesting. I mean, I guess you would call this one of the character-driven shows, but I feel we have way too many questions that need answered to have those kind of slow-moving episodes, but that's just my opinion. Thanks. Bye.
Jan Jack, this is Todd in New Hampshire. I think the line he's been claimed, just like your sister, is the biggest giveaway yet, and I think this ties directly back to the Othello game and the game that's being played for control of the island. It's not a fully formulated theory, but I think that's exactly what's happening. So as these people, I don't know if they die on the island and then they're brought back or what happens, but they go from one side to the other, from the good to the bad, and that's the battle that's going back and forth, I think. So that's my crackpot theory. So, great show, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey there, Jay and Jack. This is Rob from New Jersey, and I have a theory about tonight's episode.
I think that the two timelines we see in the Flash Sideways and the Island timeline are more connected than we originally thought, because I especially noticed this when Claire is in labor and they freak out because they think that the baby is dying, and she yells out the goob's name, she yells Aaron, and Kate noticeably reacts, but she seems very confused about why she's reacting. Seems like their thoughts can go between both timelines, but they aren't actually aware that the other timeline exists. Just a little theory. Thanks for doing your podcast. I'm going to miss you guys after the series is over. See ya.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Well, thanks, Rob, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be in alternate podcasting. And my thoughts may be going in, or maybe I might have thoughts for once.
Yeah, there has been moments like that with Kate now in this episode and Jack in the last episode.
Right, Jack with Desmond.
Where it seems they had, you know, just kind of deja vu moments.
And maybe as this season progresses, we'll see more and more of it.
Exactly.
Because she did have a, like Rob said, she had that look like, I've heard this name before when I'm looking for him, and like you said, in a grocery store.
And if you did listen to the official Oz podcast, they are very adamant that this is not an alternate reality, which is interesting.
Hmm.
So
says they.
So says they.
So say they all.
But they said a lot of things that they've lied about, so. Take it with a grain of salt.
Hold on. You're calling them liars?
I am calling them liars.
I would say fibbers. I would say stretching the truth. I think calling someone a liar is pretty harsh. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And then, yeah, Todd, he says the clearest clue we had right now is that Claire, you know, being pulled to the dark side, is this what the whole game's about, which we all think is good, bad, good,
yes,
evil?
Yes, I don't know if it's Othello. I think it's backgammon is the game. But yes, there seems to be pulling to these different sides. But I don't, is Claire on, you know,
we don't
Man
know.
In Lock's side?
We don't know.
We don't know yet, do we?
We don't know what she is.
But it's very interesting.
Well, that was how they left it, like going, you know, this is a season. They answered the questions.
Yes, they do. Yes,
and we're
they
going, okay, what's going on with Claire? So I agree. I don't know. But anyway.
All right.
And then we had Claire Rousseau.
Mm-hmm.
He had me until he called me Jackie. Kind of lost a little respect for him there. But I'm just kidding. He didn't like the movie. He didn't like the episode. He thought it was a wet blanket, too slow moving. Main characters, you know, we've already had enough character development. He wants answers. I think it was slow moving. I go, but there was some tremendous acting in it.
Mm-hmm.
There were some pretty good lines in it.
Mm-hmm.
It did set up for next week. So was it a filler episode? I don't know. It depends on how they take the Flash Sideways, what direction they're going with. What's going to happen with Kate? We see that Kate has the same heart she's always had. She's always on the run, but she has a heart. She killed because she cared about her mom. That's why she killed. I'm not saying it's justification for killing someone, but she did. That's why she did it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to wait and see.
Wait, what does that have to do with a theory?
Theory? What? He didn't have a theory.
I thought you were saying on answers and stuff like that. So you're saying the answer was that she's the same off-island, or the two different Kates are still the same?
No, I'm saying her off-island, she's always been that way off-island.
Mm-hmm.
That she has
but
a heart.
Not on island? She has
a heart? No, on island she has. She's got a heart of gold.
Oh, okay, all right. So you're saying she has a heart.
She has a heart
time.
Of gold, that's all the time.
Okay, all right.
There was no theory there.
Why don't you serious?
Did I say theory?
Well, you kind of was like you're going into trying to explain about a questions. There's no questions answered, so I didn't know if you were saying that was. Like
no, I don't know what I was going with, but I was saying I'm a slow moving podcast.
Okay.
I'm kind of like a wet blanket because my name's Jackie. So, I'm just saying that it did. It just depends on what direction they go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to wait and see. I think there's more to obviously behind the Claire story.
Mm-hmm.
We had before was you can't give your baby to another.
Mm-hmm.
She gets the baby to give to another.
Well, it's obvious that couldn't happen anyway. Maybe the psychic knew that they weren't going to take the baby, and that's why he sent her over there.
He sent her there because she knew they weren't going to take the baby?
No, so the psychic knew that they would have broken up or whatever, so then he knew.
I think he knew for other reasons, but that'll be my crackpot theory.
All right. So, Jack, are you going to get the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
You threw me.
You know, Jack, there's not many times when you over-confuse me, but...
But, you know, we went back and listened to it. I confused... I don't know what I was trying to say there. I think I got island fever still. I might be going back to the island, so... I may be going back to Hawaii, so maybe I get a little excited, but
oh, my God.
What was I trying to say there?
I don't know.
I think what I was trying to say is, we don't know what's going on. I don't know. I apologize. I have no idea what I was saying there. But
all right.
Sorry you had to listen to that rambling. We're going to leave it in there because... There's probably something in there for someone to figure. There's a clue in there somewhere.
Oh, man. All right, so here we go.
I apologize.
What's up, Jack? This is Rusty from North Kakalaki. I called a couple weeks ago. Y'all made fun of my voice, which is fine. A lot of folks make fun of my voice, but anyways. Just got done watching the episode. So good. And one, you know, kind of weird connection I made. I know you're always looking for, like, connections between other shows like Scrubs and all that and whatnot. Kate said her name was Joan Hart, and the actress, Melissa Joan Hart, was on that show, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and the woman who plays Kate's mom was her aunt on that show. I think her name was Phoebe or something like that. But just a little, there's kind of a connection there between Kate's mom and the show she's on and Kate's name. So anyways, love y'all's podcast, love y'all's show. Jay, you're hilarious, man, and Jay, yourself. But anyways, I got all my family listening to y'all and all my buddies. Anyways, I guess I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Johnny from Steubenville, Ohio. I'm just calling to say I cannot wait to hear the Jay and Jack podcast tomorrow because I can't wait for Jay to go, "What's happening to my baby?" Can't wait.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Will from Philadelphia. Just got done watching Lost tonight, and I wanted to know if you guys thought that when Saeed was on the table and the guy started cranking the generator when he was hooked up to the wires, was that the sound that the smoke monster makes every time? Sure sounded like it to me. Love the podcast. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Now, I said that, and Jay said no.
I said
doesn't that sound a little bit like the smoke sound the smoke monster makes?
I guess
Jay goes,
it could.
No.
I guess it could be.
That's not what you said, though.
But I'm saying you said, retrospectively looking, I guess it could be.
See, I catch things right there. I'm Johnny on the spot. I might ramble on for about 30 minutes about whatever I'm trying to talk about.
That was like a John Madden moment right there.
This is what football. But you need a football telescreener. Hey, that guy made millions. All right. So
you take football and you throw it.
You know, maybe they
catch
should,
and make a touchdown.
You know what they could do? They can hire me for an episode of Lost. Instead of doing that little thing they do before at like before the episode, I can do like Telestrator, you know, the teleprompter thing, and draw little lines and go, "This is what's going on with Claire." So what do you think?
It's not my choice, but
hey, if you're out there, producers, I met some of you. I'm open and I'm available.
Look, you're all braggy.
I'm not bragging.
You know, one weekend in paradise, and you're like the producers.
It wasn't a weekend in paradise. It was a week paradise. As I've been telling people, Raleigh in Hawaii, just it's like the same place.
You know what though? I wouldn't want to live in Hawaii. It's like I got a little island fever towards the end.
How could you get island fever after a week? You
went
there
really.
A week.
I didn't really, but I could see how you could get island fever.
Really?
After maybe like a year, maybe like you'd feel a little bit trapped. I think
I could do it. You see where Daniel Day Kim's getting a new job? He's going to be on
Hawaii
5-0. Congratulations,
so,
Daniel Day Kim.
So next, the next call here,
Johnny Steubenville.
Steubenville,
Pittsburgh. Now that I think he must have sent an email because we had an email from someone from Steubenville, and all day long I've been going Steubenville, Pittsburgh. That's that from that movie, That Thing You Do.
What's wrong with my baby?
I don't know why people like that so much, but I'll do it.
Most don't, but that's okay. Well, it is funny. And I think you did see irritating Claire. She was kind of irritable. But, you know, she's pregnant. So
yeah, you're allowed to be. You're allowed to be irritable when you're pregnant.
You know, I think so. I've been there. I've been pregnant, but I've been on the other side.
Oh, man.
And just a word of advice out there to anyone who's planning a family. If you live in a place where the weather is warm, try and plan the later part of the pregnancy, the last 3 months, not during summertime. That's just some advice to you fathers out there.
Seems like somebody's made that mistake twice.
Just pointing it out. So we give all kinds of advice here on the Jay and Jack Lost.
All right, you ready?
And then Rusty, and he said we made fun of his voice. We usually don't do that when we're recording.
Really make fun of Australian girls' voices.
Well, I'm just saying we usually don't do that when we're recording. Usually wait till after. I don't recall doing that. But did he say Jay is soft?
Yeah, I don't know. What I did to Rusty. I must have made fun of his voice, but I don't think I did.
I think it was you. So, but he did give the connection you said with Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah.
And his mom, her mom, and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So, There's always a connection when it comes to Lost.
Exactly.
Thanks, Rusty, and thanks for complimenting me and telling the truth on Jay. All right, that's what I heard.
Let's go to the last set of calls.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jesse from Philadelphia. I got to go on record saying that that episode sucked. They could have condensed that into like 10 minutes of a future episode. Do we give a crap what happened to Kate in this quote unquote alternate reality? Like, there was I won't call it alternate. There was absolutely no revelations there whatsoever. Yeah, maybe it was Corey and Ethan there, but that's pretty much about it. You have to be an idiot to not know that Claire was not already claimed by the smoke, because we saw the ash broken on the line around the cabin where we last saw Claire and Kristen Shepherd, so they're both controlled by the smoke monster. This episode is crap. I'm highly disappointed. I hope you guys are too. But there was some cool stuff too. All right, great podcast. Talk to you later.
Jay and Jack, hey, great episode tonight. I don't know, it was very Claire heavy, and I think most of us have been kind of tired of Claire for a while, which is interesting. But I was definitely thinking of Jay the whole time when they were showing the part when Claire was being rejected by the lady whose husband had left her. I kept expecting Claire to be like, "He don't want my baby," or something, kind of the way Jack. But yeah, Claire being evil, interesting, but I don't know. Don't really care at this point. Really don't. Sawyer had definitely had a great episode tonight. Josh Holloway definitely deserves an Emmy, just like we were talking about, I think, last week with Locke. Materia Quinn's amazing. So, anyway, great episode. Can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. All right, see ya.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Steve in Atlanta. So, like, first, tell me that the whole zombie Saeed thing wasn't, you know, that was for you guys totally, right? The whole zombie season thing? Because everybody else in the room was looking at me when I was laughing. Just none of them listened to you. And they didn't get it. At any rate, not really digging Claire as a baddie. She's so pretty.
Kind of
I feel bad. Claire's getting a lot of hate.
Well,
I feel like I started the Claire hate.
You did start the Claire hate, because you they said there was the love Claire.
Uh-huh.
You were in love with Claire. And then maybe you had some kind of vision, some kind of dream that she was going to turn into, I don't know, Rizzo-type looking person.
See, I knew it from the beginning.
But you didn't say it from the beginning, because it used to be your screensaver.
I knew Emily it earlier. DeRater.
And so then all of a sudden, you just said, nope, I don't like her. It came out of
nowhere. I had a sense.
Nope, I don't like her.
I know, right?
So I don't know. And then were John Doe and Jesse the same person? Because he thought it was a great episode. But John Doe did say they don't want his baby. And he says that Josh Holloway deserves an Emmy. It's probably not going to happen because, you know, guys like me and Josh, you know, as good-looking guys, we just don't seem to get the credit we deserve. So what do you think?
You know, I think he did in this. I think this was some of his finest acting work in this episode.
He's really... His acting chops, to quote Dennis Miller, he has really improved from day one to now. I mean, for him to cry like that, and it was convincing, and I was kind of tearing up.
Yeah.
You know, he actually cared, and he's got, Kate sitting there, and he just didn't care.
Yeah.
It was obviously real. At one point, because remember Juliet last season, the final episode, she was worried that he was still in love with Kate, and it turns out he wasn't. He was in love with Juliet, and it's not going to happen now, unless, of course, they have coffee and go Dutch. And then Jesse, he was a friend.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good friend of mine.
Yes.
But lately, something's changed, and it ain't hard to define.
All right,
come on. It was a slow episode, so I'm doing a slow song. I'm guessing Jesse didn't like the episode.
Yeah, unfortunately, it seems to be the major consensus of this episode.
I think we're all going to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to lead into next week.
And we'll be happier.
And I think we're going to be happier.
All right. Okay.
I think there was more there than we're seeing.
More than meets the eye.
Right.
All right. So, Jack, you ready to get in some You Tweet Back?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. All right. It's You Tweet Back time, collecting feedback and discussion from youblog.org, youblog.org, and our Twitter page at twitter.com/ J-N-Jack, that's J-A-Y-A-N-D-J-A-C-K, for those who've had a few Mai Tais in them.
A few Mai Tais. Listen to the J-N-Jack Hawaii
It's the Jay and Jack Show on iTunes.
On iTunes, and you'll understand what that means.
All right,
unless you've had some Mai Tais, then you won't have a clue.
So this one's from Jalen, 1980. What if the whispers are spirits on the island, and when someone dies, the reason the dead need to be buried so fast or put out to sea is because the spirit of a whisper finds the body and infects or claims the body as their own.
I like that. That is a great theory. Thought. Hey, can we hold on? Can we erase that and I'll use that as my crackpot theory?
Nope, sorry.
Bummer.
Because didn't we hear the whispers right before Saeed was taken into the temple?
Maybe we did.
Yes, we did in last episode. All right, this next one's from Molly. Did anyone else wonder what the dude meant when he said, the French lady? She's been dead for years. I know that she would have actually been dead for like 3.5 years at that point, but the way he said it makes me think maybe he meant she died a long time before that. Like when the rest of her team did. Hmm. Is this a weird alternate timeline thing? Or am I reading too much into it? I think it'd be a cool theory, aside from the fact that Damon Carlton said, no alternate realities.
And I think it'd be...
Which is hard to say right now.
I'd hate to see it because we lose that cool scene how Carl died.
I know, right?
And that would just... If they ever eliminated that, I'm done with Lost.
This one's from Pastor Chris Say. The spring that Saeed was healed in was likely a tip of the hat to the historic spring that was the aid to have healed Horus the poet in 23 BC. Saeed was wearing the Dharma jumpsuit of Horus.
Ah, that's true.
This next one is from E.T. Base. Jay's Claire impersonation tonight.
Give me back my bear trap.
I know a lot of people hate it, but it cracks me up every time. It's the one thing you do on the show that's worthwhile.
Aw, thanks.
Well, I pay a compliment every now and then.
This next one's from
You're not soft when it comes to the Claire impression.
Next one's from Jeremy in Mississippi. So when did Claire become Rousseau? I think we all have asked that question.
Yes.
Lori, if Saeed remembers being shot, does that mean Ben does too?
That's
a good question.
Never thought of. Unless, of course, he gets once they get possessed or whatever happens to him.
Yeah,
they don't remember anymore.
Matt in Syracuse, Saeed has the sickness. Claire has the sickness. Claire was with Christian. What does that mean for Christian? Assuming the sickness has something to do with man in lock.
Maybe
Christian,
he spreads the sickness.
Does Christian have it and is associated with it? I think definitely yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your.
It's okay. You didn't step on mine. You stepped on Matt in Syracuse.
I'm sorry, Matt. I apologize. You just got me thinking, Matt, and that doesn't happen often.
This one's from Jimmy in Georgia. The infection / darkness taking over people is interesting since it's affecting two of our 815ers now. SW Lossie says, thought theory. The sickness and being claimed is the reason they bury the dead so quickly or bury at sea. Maybe.
Yeah.
Darth Vader, 75, says, I think the sickness and possession by Man in Lock is one and the same. But the sicknesses the pregnant women were suffering was a spirit of Esau or Man in Lock trying to inherit the newborn baby.
Oh, that's a great theory.
Smokey needed a new and pure vessel in order to operate. The resurrection of a dead person could also represent a new life. Just a thought.
I like it.
And last is actually an email, but I threw it into the U tweet back because I think it's more poignant to have it here now instead of waiting for our next show. But Dogen is a Japanese philosopher. He was one of the founders of Zen Buddhism in Japan and wrote a great deal about it. He talked a lot about finding Buddha through losing oneself and thinking about the flow of life as a whole. I had to write a paper out on last semester. Haha. Thanks for a great show, Anne.
Well, thank you, Anne.
Yes.
That clears that up.
And now let's go to the tweets. This one's from James Frazier.
I thought I was going to say James Franco. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be cool.
We could even have him as a guest.
That'd be nice. Yeah. James Franco, come on the show.
Come on, James.
This one's...
What else are you doing? You're going on the soap operas.
Says, Dr. Ethan, no needles, one of the funniest scenes ever, and we could give you some drugs, and my baby! It just didn't stop. It was a pretty funny scene.
It was good.
This next one's from Josh...
It had some good speed to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
It sped it up a little bit.
I'm here all weekend.
This next one's from Joshua W. James. I predict that Lennon will be shot by the end of the season, or he'll lay in bed naked in protest of evil Locke.
I think he's talking about John Lennon.
Ah, gotcha.
You didn't get that?
Huh?
You didn't get that?
No, it took me a while. I'm a little dense today, I guess.
Yeah, you're a little soft. From what I heard.
Oh, man.
That's the rumor on the street.
I'm in Lost mode too much, so I couldn't even take the outside reference to John Lennon.
Ah, okay.
I was thinking Valdemar Lennon, you know, the communist.
Got it.
Since, you know.
I got it.
I'm total Maccabees.
Whatever.
This is next one's from Divine Madness. If Jack tears equals jeers, do Sawyer's tears equal Sears?
Okay. I'm too manly to talk about men's tears.
This one's from The Whims. Locke and Saeed? Maybe those tests can only measure if someone new is in there, not if they are truly bad or not. Hence the poison.
Oh.
This next one's from Powell P2. Lost was amazing. Claire is back. Evil. Sickness on the island. Correlation to the evil in Saeed. Sick French dudes.
Well, you know what's cool right now? You have Terry O'Quinn's now playing an evil guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have Emily DeRaven is playing an evil...
We don't know for sure,
but she could be playing a character that's not... It's away from her character.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty cool. I think that most actors would want to play an evil person.
Mm-hmm.
Just guessing.
And last but not least for our tweets, G4 Matt says, do you think that Sawyer will never go back to Kate because of his loss of Juliet?
You know, on the island, they seem to get over their... except for Saeed. It took Saeed a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sawyer loved Juliet.
Yes.
But like we see, it's more guilt.
We didn't want to be alone.
We didn't want to be alone. He kept her on. He made her stay on the island, and exactly. She died because of his insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's more guilt, which is actually, it was his character's developed.
Mm-hmm.
Before, the old Sawyer wouldn't have cared.
Yeah. And since last season, he has.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It's good to see. Keep it up, Sawyer.
All right, so thank you for all your comments and tweets. Jack, do you have your Crackpot Theory of the Week ready?
I'm struggling with this one.
Okay.
But I have one, but I'm struggling with it.
All right, let's get into it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, we saw that Claire was trying to give her baby up, and she goes to the house. She knocks on the door.
Uh-huh.
And this lady comes up to the door. She's a little sad.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Bascom, is that what we're calling her?
I think so.
I couldn't really get out the name because...
Somewhere around there.
She says her husband has left her. Now, what did I say when they first pulled up? I said, we're going to know these people. We're going to know who they are. Well, we didn't recognize her, did we?
No, we didn't.
I'm telling you right now, we're going to recognize the husband.
Okay.
He's someone that's been on the show. And I've been going back and forth with it. I can't figure out who it is. I'm trying to make sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's either Richard Malcolm, Thomas, Claire's boyfriend, or Christian Shepherd. It's going to be one of those three. I'm calling my shot. I'm guaranteed.
Okay, well, explain each one. Why either or?
Well, Thomas has a history of leaving people.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen him in a while. Maybe he finds out it's Claire coming there, and then it takes off. This will be just messy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Thomas goes, I'm out of here.
Okay.
Richard Malcolm, he didn't want Claire to give the baby up.
But why would he send it to himself?
But he didn't know it was Claire at the time. Because remember, a lawyer was handling all the details. They hadn't met Claire, right?
The parents?
The parents hadn't met Claire.
But you're saying the psychic?
I'm thinking maybe the psychic knew, or I don't know why it's him. I just threw him out there.
I don't think it's him.
And Christian Shepherd, because the lady looked like Claire's mom.
So you're saying Christian Shepherd has a history of...
He has a history of being a kind of a scoundrel, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. That's Christian Shepherd.
Wait, what? That's what you're doing?
That's what I'm saying. It's Christian Shepherd.
So...
Are you all right?
So you're saying it's either Thomas or Christian. I don't think it's the psychic.
Psychic is doing it to have three people.
Okay.
I couldn't really figure out a tie between him. I wanted to have three. But I could definitely see Thomas. Wouldn't that be like, oh my God, it's Thomas?
It'd be weird.
Now if he
should. But no, I don't I think if we're gonna go somewhere, I think it'd be Christian.
No, I think it's either gonna be Christian, Shepherd, or Thomas. And I think when they walk it, she's gonna claim the baby. She's gonna come in to claim the baby again.
Okay.
We're going to see that scene again. She's going to want the baby.
All right.
Because she hasn't had it yet. Why would they have this whole scene going on if they, why even show it?
Oh, yeah. I think she's definitely going to keep the baby. Claire's going to keep the baby.
But I think the mom is going to want, the Baskin is going to want the baby back.
Well, it's too late now. She already said no.
Saying no is not legally bounding.
But she hasn't legally given the kid to her yet either.
But she has legally turned the signed papers to give the baby up.
She has?
I thought that's what she did.
I thought she was going to meet the parents and then kind of take care of everything.
Meet the parents, that's a different show. I don't know. I can't remember. But that's all I could come up with on this episode.
Okay.
That's all I had.
So that's your theory?
Yeah, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, Jack, let's close out the show.
Yeah, let's do
it. Let's put an end to this one. All right, guys, that is our show for this Wednesday.
Dun-da-da-dun!
If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime!
Once again, it's 206-309-0311.
Call anytime with your last comments, questions, and theories.
Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JandJack. Once again, it's twitter.com/JandJack. And, you know, if you want updates for everything, that's on there at that Twitter page. Updated on everything.
You can follow me at CrackpotJack.
But
there's,
don't really.
There's no updates there.
And then Luke Vank is my personal Twitter. But the Jane Jack one has all the updates
never answer your...
on the show.
That That's why I get all the time. Do. Why won't you answer my tweets?
Also, you can email us at lostpodcast@gmail.com.
That's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Also, you can check out our website at jandjack.com for all important information related to the show.
I do have it. There is a thread on there for the contest
uh-huh.
under show news and suggestion threads that is giving an update on the standings. Also, I do, when I get emails that we don't necessarily read on the show, we post them on there. It's under the second thread down. I mm-hmm. lost comments or whatever it is. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's the second one down. It says interesting emails and go on there. People have great theories on there that just... They're long emails, so we don't have time to read them on the show.
And also, we have announced the grand prize for the Howl It In contest in association with Global Cash Card, and it is a Dharma van.
It's a bus. We've had some comments that you keep calling it a van, but it's a bus.
Yeah, but they call on the show the Dharma van.
But it's a VW bus.
Yes, but they call it a Dharma van.
Well, because people are getting angry. I told someone I'd slap you if you kept
Well, yes, it is a full-size replica of Hurley's Dharma van.
And it's going to run and everything. It's
yeah.
It's cool.
Full-fledged car. And so, yes, all you have to do is go to globalcashcard.com/lost, find out all the details for how to submit your video on how you think the last 10 minutes to 12 minutes of Lost is going to end. It doesn't have to be what's going to happen.
Exactly.
It has to be your imaginative representation of what you want to see happen.
Because we're still getting a lot of emails saying, well, whatever you want to do, whatever
people.
Catches our eyes, whatever it just goes, wow, that is just, oh my gosh, that was genius.
Also, you can see our red carpet interviews from Sunset on the Beach, and including interviews with people that are actually there waiting to see the show, and that's on our new vidcast feed, the Lost Vidcast with Jay and Jack, and that is on iTunes. Just search Lost Vidcast or the Lost Vidcast with Jay and Jack.
And I'm pretty sure this one has no real spoiler information.
But still,
if you don't like titles, if you don't like what date
there's no titles.
On.
There's an episode number, but that's about it. And you can subscribe to that on iTunes with Lance the Lost Vidcast with Jay and Jack.
Right.
I almost forgot the hotel information for our
30 hour, which is coming up next month. I should have a schedule up here in probably about a week or so. What's going on?
Okay. And the hotel, so if you want to come to Raleigh, North Carolina,
and
have a good time.
And who doesn't?
It's the Wingate by Wyndham, and it's a $68 a night rate for our group. Must be reserved by March 1st, 2010. So you're with Jay and Jack's podcast for Autism Speaks. The number is 919-821-0888 to book reservations. And you can email lpdonate@gmail.com for any more questions. And
do we know how many people have confirmed that they're coming? I see a lot of people
don't know that yet.
I see a lot of people posting on Twitter that they're going to come down to Raleigh and have a good time. And
so the people that we're talking with is Sonia Lassiter. If the person you call says, "Well, I don't know what this is," but yeah, so the hotel is right next to the Iceplex, so it's just a hop, skip, and a jump away. And
I don't see anybody hopping.
So it should be a good time.
You could skip, you could jump, but I'd leave the hopping out. They might shoot you out here.
All right.
I think you're a rabbit or something.
Is there anything else, Jack?
No, I think that's about it. I think we've covered everything. We'll do another show coming this Friday morning.
Yes, so Friday morning.
Said, if you have a theory that you saw in this episode that might be better than mine, good luck with that.
Oh, man.
They're not all gold, people. You just can't, you know, my mind only works so fast.
And, you know, hopefully maybe a couple more viewings of this episode will appreciate it more is what I hope.
I didn't hate the episode.
I didn't hate it either.
It just wasn't grasping my
it didn't feed my hunger.
It was like
Lost.
Like I said, the acting was good. The writing was good. Everything was good, but it was just like I wanted more. I don't know.
Maybe we're just greedy.
I have become a very greedy person.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys Friday morning. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.